Happy holidays.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B.
Maximum distance from the sun, 94,537,000 miles. Minimum distance from the sun, 91,377,000 miles. Mean distance from the sun, 92,957,200 miles. Mean orbital velocity, 66,000 miles per hour. Orbital eccentricity, 0.017. Obliquity of the ecliptic, 23 degrees, 27 minutes, 8.26 seconds. Length of the tropical year, equinox to equinox, 365.24 days. Length of the sidereal year, fixed star to fixed star, 365.26 days. Length of the mean solar day, 24 hours, 3 minutes, 56.555 seconds in mean solar time. Length of the mean sidereal day, 23 hours, 56 minutes, 4.091 seconds in mean solar time. Mass, 6,600 million 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 tons. Equatorial diameter, 7,927 miles. Polar diameter, 7,900 miles. Oblateness, 1/298. Density, 5.41. Mean surface gravitational acceleration of the rotating Earth, 32.174 feet per second per second. Escape velocity, 7 miles per second. Albedo, 0.39. Albedo, 0.39. Albedo, 0.39. Albedo, 0.39. Albedo, 0.39.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Thank you.
8:01, tick-tock. 8:01 o'clock, off to school, off to work. Run, run, 8:01. But no doors slammed. No carpets took the soft tread of rubber heels. It was raining outside. The weather box on the front door sang quietly. Rain, rain, go away. Rubbers, raincoats for today. And the rain tapped on the empty house, echoing. Outside, the garage chimed and lifted its door to reveal the waiting car. After a long wait, the door swung down again. At 8:30, the eggs were shriveled and the toast was like stone. An aluminum wedge scraped them into the sink, where hot water whirled them down a metal throat, which digested and flushed them away to the distant sea. The dirty dishes were dropped into a hot washer and emerged twinkling dry. 9:15 sang the clock. Time to clean. Out of Warren's in the wall, tiny robot mice darted. The rooms were a crawl with the small cleaning animals, all rubber and metal. They thudded against chairs, whirling their mustached runners, kneading the rug nap, sucking gently at hidden dust. Then, like mysterious invaders, they popped into their burrows. Their pink electric eyes faded. The house was clean.
Unmistakable tones of Leonard Nimoy narrating Ray Bradbury's There Will Come Soft Rains from the album by Zarelli called Soft Rains. From 2014, that one was. If you fancy hearing Leonard Nimoy reading a book to you with some electronica in the background. And we began with Vangelis, the title track to his album Albedo 0.39. That's the luminosity of a body, is it, Les?
Yes, that's right. It's a Latin name, which means the reflective coefficient of solar radiation. So, it, for particularly for Earth, it's 0.39.
Reflective value, is it, basically?
That's right. Yeah, that's the reflective value. It's the, if you like, the luminosity of a planet or body.
Yeah.
Incidentally, if you look at that, the voiceover was actually done by the album studio engineer, Keith Spencer Allen, released in 1976.
Yes, not, I'm looking at the label now, 1976, RCA Records it was on, after he'd left Vangelis. Well, no, after after he'd left, yes, he might well have left Vangelis as well, mightn't he? After Aphrodite's Child broke up, after their 666 magnificent album. Well, I'm Chris, he is Les. We may not always tell you our names, but... we met a few years back. We met 2 years ago for the first time, about 48 yeah. or so.
Yeah. About nearly 50 years.
Yes.
He's yeah. been halfway around the world. I've stayed here.
Well, having heard Leonard Nimoy, of course, is Mr. Spock in Star Trek, I thought we'd listen to some music from Spock's beard. Do you know Spock's beard, Les?
I don't know anything about Spock's beard. Right. I didn't think he had a beard. All I know is he's got them pointed ears.
he had a beard in the episode called Mirror Mirror, where suddenly they go into a different dimension. It's the same Starfleet sort of thing, but everyone looks slightly different, and Spock's got a beard. Anyway, this is Spock's beard. What a convoluted way we're doing this program, aren't we, Les? And this is called Revelation.
And friends, live long and prosper.
Just keeps coming down. It's a
let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B., where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Thank you.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Gentle Giant and the title track to In a Glass House. That's why we had to wait for those sound effects at the end of it, Les.
Oh, I see. Yeah. The band you were talking about, what was I talking about?
Spock's Beard, right?
Yeah, we played them earlier. The name comes from the fact that Neil and Alan Morse, who formed the band...
Yeah,
right. Used to say to each other as an in joke. If anything weird happened, they used to say, "Oh, that's just like Spock's beard," meaning it was in a parallel universe. Because of course, the only time he had the band on beard on was when he was in a parallel universe.
Mirror.
Yeah. So the name Spock's beard must be in a perhaps when something weird or unusual happens.
So it suits us in the heading toward the unknown region, doesn't it, Les? Where pretentiousness and pomposity are our middle name. Boy. Spock's Beard was revelation, and as I may have indicated, Gentle Giant in a Glass House. Now, a couple where the engineer-producer Chris Sangarides is involved. He produced the Mama's Boys, and we're going to play Runaway from them. And he also did some Depeche Mode stuff. We're going to hear the Sangarides mix of Never Let Me Down Again. But first of all, those Mama's Boys.
Yes.
There's something quite satisfying to know that Chris Sangarides, or Sangarides, as well as engineering and producing Mama's Boys, or several of Mama's Boys LPs, he then went on to do remixes, and there was one from Depeche Mode. Never Let Me Down, but Boys from Basildon.
He worked with Gary Moore, Lizzie, Judas Priest, Halloween, and Bill. Wow, a load of bands. Tigers of Pantheon. Sadly passed away in January 2018, yeah. Died at 61. 6th of January 2018 he died. Relatively young age. Well, 61's no age, is it?
No.
Yeah.
Not when you're 66, it's not. And 60,
well, I'm 67.
Yeah, I count each day as a good day when I wake up.
Yeah, so do I.
Every day is to be relished and cherished. Yes.
Especially in these days, these uncertain times, yeah. You never know what's around the corner. So make every day count, listener.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah, we certainly
and do. Another thought for the day from Les Newman.
You know, I was just thinking how quick this year's gone, Ralph. For some, it will have been like dragged on, but it just seemed getting into Groundhog Day. And then the days and the weeks and the months have gone by, and we're at the end of it almost already, you know.
So. Yes, things can only begin to get better.
Well, we hope so.
Dream Theatre next. We promised you this last time.
Yes.
This is called Octavarium from Dream Theatre. This is the title track to the album. It lasts almost 24 minutes, and within it, within the lyrics, towards the end especially, there's lots of well-known song titles.
Thank you. wanted to become someone like him, so secure, content to live each day just like the last. I was sure I knew that this was not for me, and I wanted so much more, far beyond what I could see. So I swore that I'd never be someone like him. I proclaimed my
right in front of you. Try to break through, long to connect, fall on deaf ears and fail, muted breath. Loyalty, trust, faith and desire, carries love through each darkest fire. Tortured insanity, smothering hell, try to escape but to no avail. The calls of admirers, claim they adore, drain all your lifeblood while begging for more.